Spare a thought for farmers over the last couple of years. Of course, it's been a pretty tough time for a lot of us, for most of us over the last few years with everything that we've had to deal with. Farmers, amongst everything else, they've dealt with bushfires, droughts and floods, among other things as well. Obviously, this is going to take a toll on anyone. Mental health is, of course, something to be taken very seriously. Fortunately, Rural Aid, an organisation that provides necessary support for regional communities and things like this, has been helped along by a substantial donation which will sought to address certain concerns. To tell us a little bit more, we're joined by Rural Aid CEO John Walters. How's it going, John?
Jared, fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity to have a chat.
No, thank you so much for joining the show. First off, tell us a little bit about Rural Aid, what you guys do, and I don't know what you've done so far.
Yeah, Rural Aid's been around since about 2015. It was very much born, born out of the drought, which was starting in Queensland and then became a national issue. Wasn't so long ago that New South Wales was entirely drought declared. And Rural Aid was there to provide that help and support. We were doing financial assistance, providing fodder to keep livestock alive, and really, really importantly, drinking water. It was amazing how much drinking water, how many deliveries of that we made to farm families around the country. And we have a team of councillors that are very active in supporting those farming families with mental wellbeing support as well. So we've been pretty busy, as you touched on in your intro, with all the situations that have been occurring around the country. Those Black Summer bushfires, we're there to assist post that. Floods, we've got some flooding occurring up in Queensland at the moment, and we did in parts of New South Wales late last year. So unfortunately, the disasters keep coming, and that keeps Rural Aid very, very busy.
Was there a gap there of sorts? Like, obviously, most larger industries, even the pointy end of where a lot of industries which take place in regional or rural kind of areas around the country, but most things in general, most people live in kind of the big smoke in big cities. Do rural concerns, or have they in the past been forgotten? Is this felt within rural communities that maybe they're not, certain concerns don't get the attention they should or could deserve?
Rural Aid, we found that metropolitan communities and people living in the cities, when things are really bad and they're informed about that, they absolutely respond incredibly generously. And we saw that at Rural Aid just recently. We had a National Giving Day on December 10th.
Right.
And people from all over the country put their hands in their pocket to donate to Rural Aid to allow us to continue to do the work that we do. So I think people in our cities and in our towns, they really want to understand what it is that farmers do. I think they recognise how good they are at being farmers, because we get the benefit of that through the fantastic food that turns up on the shop shelves and in turn on our kitchen tables. So there's people want to have that connection. I think it's really deep down in who we are as Australians as much as anything else. So there's always that willingness to get in and provide a helping hand when the time is right. And we're very grateful for that support that we receive at Rural Aid.
That's fantastic. And of course, that's been helped along by a pretty significant donation that you guys have received as of late. What's that going to try to address?
Oh, we're very, very grateful. Our friends at the Commonwealth Bank came forward with a donation of $500,000.
Wow.
And it means it's absolutely really exciting, because it doesn't happen every day, as you could probably imagine. What it means is we can put more councillors into more communities to support more farmers. And that's where we believe the greatest need is right now. We're seeing recovery occurring in communities, but you don't have to scratch the surface to see that emotions are still very raw. Mm. People are still very fragile based on all those really demanding situations they've been through. So have a team of councillors in local communities who are trusted, who are visible, and who can get out on farms to see those families is incredibly important.
That's fantastic that there's further support there as well, not only in this donation, but just the work that you guys do. And I'm sure in the bush, community is a big thing. So even being able to sort your friends, loved ones, whoever it is on the street, I'm sure that plays a part as well. But it's great we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we just keep saying at Rural Aid that part of it and the most difficult thing for farmers in particular is just to make that first approach to have a conversation with a councillor. Our farmers tend to be very proud. They're very stoic. They keep their cards very close to their chest. So it's really stepping out of the comfort zone to reach out and approach a councillor to have a conversation with them to share their concerns and why they're anxious and what's worrying them. And so thankfully we're seeing more and more of that, that occur as that stigma is associated with mental health and wellbeing are slowly eroded and broken down.